of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by the upcoming event for the Presque County Republican Party. We are absolutely excited. It's going to be a great event. You need to call and get your tickets. A week from this Saturday, can't believe just 9 days away. Man, 8 days away, 7 days away, 6 days. It's coming, folks. You need to get your tickets as soon as possible. They're going to have a cutoff here this next week early, probably Monday or Tuesday for the food headcount. Come join Mark Farner, myself. Many other patriots from around the area are coming. John and Jamie Davis are coming from Mega Water. We've got other people, other sponsors coming. We're excited. Love to see you there. A week from this Saturday, May the 11th, we will be in Posen Community Center. Doors will open at 5 o'clock. Great dinner. Food starts at 6. Then we're going to have a talk with Mark Farner, the rock star patriot brother, get his perspective on life, people, how they think, his perspective on politics, and the message that needs to get out before November 5th, 2024 election. It's going to be a great event, a great evening with Mark Farner. Come join us. Text me, PI. I'll send you the flyer. You can call Darren Darga. He's running for county clerk in Presque Isle County as a Republican. And he's the one in charge of your tickets. So text me, PI. I'll send you the flyer. I'll send you Darren's phone number. I read a bill, actually two of them, Senate Bill 603 and 604 yesterday on the show per the MERS news story that came out. Kind of more of an explanation of the details in the bill. Well, another patriot brother, State Senator Jim Runstad, I've had him on the show many, many times, put up a tweet yesterday, an X post, breaking down his perspective on these bills, as well as a two-minute video. I'm going to play it for you today here in the next segment. I had a ton of people last night text me, call me. Is it true, Trucker? This is what the Democrats are trying to ram through in Lansing? Absolutely yes. I talked about it on yesterday's show. Well, State Senator Jim Runstad took the time while on the House floor, or excuse me, the State Senate floor in the chamber yesterday to put up a video and a post. And I agree with everything he says in this post. I reshared it on Trucker Randy on X, my Twitter account. And I'm going to play you the video here in the next segment. You have to understand what the Democrats are doing in Lansing, who's behind it, and why are they doing it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of today, we have a video lined up for you. It is State Senator Jim Runstad. He's on the State Senate floor chamber talking about primarily Senate Bill 603. He also wrote a lengthy story on X, his Twitter account, breaking down the reasoning behind it. The video kind of cues it up, but the story really gets into the details, gets into the meat.
Horrendous bill to talk to you about. It's Senate Bill 603. We just passed it off of the floor here today. It is going to be an explosion of election fraud here in the state of Michigan. This bill blatantly violates the ability of Michigan citizens to appeal to the Board of Canvassers to question the validity of election. This bill is an outrageous design to prevent the means of challenging an election by no longer allowing Michigan residents to petition for a recall based on fraud or mistakes. Instead, they say you can only call it an error and talk about an error. Regardless of what you call it, fraud or error, there is no rationale that justifies barring citizens from requesting a recount when they believe that fraud has occurred. The passage of this bill will now bar local boards of canvassers from investigating any allegations of fraud. This is unbelievable what they're doing in our electoral process. These boards were designed as a bipartisan process in order to build confidence in our elections and make sure elections are run properly. This legislation is gutting the board's authority and is a blatant action that will undermine the verification process in confirming the legitimacy of our elections. Not only does it change how one can request a recount, but puts up barriers by doubling the fees if you want to request a recount. Michiganders, this unbelievable bill is going to violate our free and fair elections here in Michigan. At the behest of the partisan Secretary of State and the Democrats here in Lansing, this bill will serve to silence the voices and concerns of those who want to ensure a verifiable election process. So again, that is Senate Bill 603. It is now going over to the House, where I will be advocating strongly against its passage.
That's Jim. That is Jim Brunstad, state senator, doing a video on the floor of the state Senate yesterday. The bill was read, the summation paragraph, the news article was read on this show yesterday. When he did this video, posted it over, 20 hours ago now, this is what his story on his Twitter X account said, in addition to this two-minute video. I shared it, I retweeted it, I reposted it on X. You can find it there. If you want the link to it, text me, Jim, for State Senator Jim Brunstad, and I'll send you the link to it. Michigan Democrats are terrified that Biden will implode and drag them down in the November 5th, 2024 election. This is Michigan Democrats. So yesterday they bet the bank and went all out to codify election fraud into the state statutes with Senate Bills 603 and 604. They smashed through this gigantic pile of election fraud enabling legislation with Democrat-only votes. In the state Senate, it passed 20-18. Not one Republican voted for it, which also means they did not get immediate effect because they take a tally board vote after passage of a bill. They then put immediate effect up on the board in the Senate, and it requires six Republicans to join the 20 Democrats, giving them 26 votes for immediate effect. Well, that didn't happen. So, rest assured that it's not going to happen during an election year, and therefore will not take effect until the end of this legislative session, heading into next year, January of 2025. So everybody needs to calm down and relax. It's going to the House. Not one Republican will vote for it in the House. If they do, we will replace them in November. It's that simple. The main bill, Senate Bill 603, repeals current law. There's laws on the books right now that gives authority to bipartisan county board of canvassers. Stop. What does that mean? How many counties do we have in the state of Michigan? 83. Every county has a canvassing board. It's ran by the county clerk, two Republicans, and two Democrats are selected, nominated by their county party's chairs. So, for example, Bob Britsky, chairman of Presque Isle County, he puts up two names that he wants representing his county after much discussion among his members. They decide on names to submit to the clerk, which he's done. And they have two Republicans sitting on the board representing Presque Isle County, Republicans, and the Democrat chair of every county puts up two names, and they have two Democrats representing the Democrats of their county. It's bipartisan. This is your local county board of canvassers. Right now, there's a current law that gives the authority to a bipartisan county board of canvassers to investigate fraud and other wrongdoing, including ballot tampering, and especially during recounts. Recounts is when a candidate feels that there's been fraudulent activity that was perhaps changing the outcome of their election. You can pay a fee and ask for the municipality, the district, the county, the counties, if you're running for state senate or state representative, or the entire state of Michigan if you're running for U.S. Senate or president. Jill Stein did this, attempted to do it back in 2016. We found out that a lot of counties were messed up in the way they were handling ballots. Bags weren't sealed. Seals were broken. Things were done wrong. They couldn't even do the recount in Wayne County because 70% of their counting boards were not balanced. In this election law, it says if your jurisdiction, your district doesn't balance, it can't be recounted. What? If it didn't balance, those should be the first ones to be recounted by hand. Senator Runstedt goes on to say, with the passage of these election fraud enabling bills, there will be no future route for requesting a recount if you believe fraud was involved. People who are not citizens voting, dead people voting, people who no longer live in your county voting. Unknown ballots coming in drop boxes that the signatures didn't match the qualified voter files. Didn't match the voter registrations. Under these corrupt bills, candidates will be prohibited from requesting a recount if they suspect fraud and is designed to stop investigation of election fraud by the Board of Canvassers. Folks, the Board of Canvassers that are sitting on the canvassing board representing Democrats and Republicans, bipartisan, two from each party, appointed by your county chairs of those county parties in your county, can't do the work that the law, which is currently on the books and has been on the books for decades, the Democrats in Lansing this year want to change it. Jim goes on to say, the disgusting primary bill, Senate Bill 603, will now permit clerks to recount ballots even if seals are broken, chain of custody perhaps not followed, seals on ballot containers broken. And who wrote these rules? Who wrote basically this bill? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. The very same Secretary of State who was challenged in court and was found guilty of breaking our election laws not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, five times, five separate judges in five separate jurisdictions found her guilty of breaking our election laws in 2020. What's the problem? There was no punishment in these laws. No fines. Absolutely no jail time. These were bills for election laws that had no punishment. She researched the laws. She knew she could break the laws as our Secretary of State running our state's election. And she would not have to pay any penalty, fine, jail time, nothing. Our own Michigan Supreme Court found her rulings, her decisions, the process in which she ran the election, they even found that she had done things that were illegal and ran basically an illegal election in 2020. Well, now they want to memorialize the things that Jocelyn Benson did in 2020's election into election laws, state statutes now. This is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. The bill changes the standards for a candidate or party to petition for a recount of election results based on alleging that there had been mistake or fraud in the process. And now they're only going to allow allegations that are called errors. We believe there was errors committed in the election. You can't call it human error. You can't call it mistakes. You can't call it fraud. So even if the candidate or party is absolutely convinced there was fraud, it will not be allowed to be investigated. On top of it, the Democrats' bills make it tougher to do a recount. Why? Because they've doubled the petition fees. And also, in the bills, make it a felony if you interfere with a recount, without any clear definition of what it means to interfere. Lawfare? You bet. We'll continue the story on the other side. Bottom of the hour newsbreak of hour number one. We'll be right back.